From The Hidden Evil, The Financial Elite's Covert War Against the Civilian Population by Mark M. Rich, 2008. The New American reported in October of 2002 that there was an attempt to create a colossal civilian security force, which was used in communist Russia and all totalitarian regimes. Quote, realizing that a cowed and brainwashed populace can carry out surveillance better than a million trained agents, communist tyrants from East Germany to Cuba created revolutionary circles, youth groups, and other organizations specifically to enable the party faithful in every walk of life to police everybody else. End quote. In May 2003, the Boston Globe described how a national informant program was poised to recruit 100 million citizens. That would be about one-third of the population, which means it surpassed the percentage of the population used by the East German government. The program will, quote, dwarf the citizen informer programs of the most repressive totalitarian states, making them appear amateurish by comparison, they wrote. Most of the citizen informant programs previously mentioned are now organized under a National Neighborhood Watch program, known as USA on Watch. Quote, USA on Watch is the face of the National Neighborhood Watch program, end quote, declared the Citizen Corps website. It is managed by the National Sheriff's Association, NSA, and Department of Justice, DOJ. The National Neighborhood Watch program has existed since the late 1960s. This helps explain reports of people being gang-stalked by citizens since the early 1980s. Neighborhood Watch is now part of Citizen Corps, which is run by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, under the Department of Homeland Security, DHS. So in essence, USA on Watch is a DHS program. This means FEMA, DHS, and FBI, and local police are working directly with the state and local governments to coordinate these operations. Again, we find another parallel with the Russian and East German dictatorships. The NSA exclaimed, "The Neighborhood Watch is homeland security at the most local level. It was created to, quote, empower citizens to become directly involved with Neighborhood Watch for the purpose of homeland security," end quote. Its targets, according to the NSA, are criminals and domestic terrorists. Marcus Wolf, former East German executive Stasi officer and later co-architect of DHS, says that targeted people were surrounded by large numbers of citizens who, quote, literally encircled their everyday movements, end quote. According to Wolf, the residences of these people were, quote, put under siege, end quote, and even family members and visitors were kept under close observation. Even some East German politicians were, quote, surrounded by unofficial informers for the Stasi, proclaimed Mary Fulbrook in her book, The People's State. According to Loren Murray and former intelligence officer Julianne McKinney, this program includes the military and federal agencies such as the CIA, DOD, DOE, and FBI. These global operations are run by the various intelligence agencies, agrees Dr. Ronnie Kilda, author of Bright Light on Black Shadows. The surveillance is apparently justified by a bogus investigation that never ends. According to the Citizen Corps Guide for Local Officials, each community has a Citizen Corps Council composed of representatives from law enforcement, fire, and EMT services, faith-based groups, community-based groups, elderly and minority populations, transportation systems, utility companies, businesses, educational institutions, and the media. Basically, they recruit people from all pillars of the community. It is run by the Department of Homeland Security, which works with state and local governments. This means that high-ranking elected officials, as well as federal and local law enforcement, are fully aware of this program and are donating significant resources to it. To recruit regular citizens to perform nefarious acts such as staged accidents and framings, these agents can scan for certain qualities in an informant database consisting of literally millions of people in order to select certain individuals or groups. Then, these informants who have no official ties to the government can be co-opted into a staged event for reasons of national security. These factions represent the true underlying psychopathic nature of the program. Based on my research, the public front is simply a facade used to recruit the public into a very cleverly disguised program of torture and murder. In a January 2007 issue of the Washington Post, Dr. Colonel John Alexander stated that directed energy or non-lethal weapons should be used to electronically neuter people. In his article, New Weapons for a New World War, he wrote, "The United States must be able to protect national interests and values, even in ambiguous circumstances." The hidden evil is being used by the financial elite to covertly destroy their existing and potential enemies while they install a worldwide tyrannical dictatorship. According to former intelligence officer Julianne McKinney, in her 1992 report, the pattern of directed energy attacks and gang stalking is the same all over the world. "I'm certain that this program is being used to silently neutralize all people that the New World Order believes will be troublesome to their rule. In particular, this includes intelligent, independent, free-thinking, incorruptible nonconformists." The U.S. and other NATO countries are covert socialist states with a democratic republic frontage. Although we've been led to believe that communism and fascism are opposites, both are on the same end of the spectrum, which is a socialist totalitarian rule. In practice, socialism consists of a military police state, heavy surveillance, persecution, and concentration camps. Germany and Russia are prime historical examples. The control mechanisms in Russia, which included the targeting of the civilian population, was only made possible by the citizens who stalked and harassed people in public. The KGB's success, added McKinney, quote, "depended on the extensive use of informant networks and agents provocateurs," unquote. In June of 2003, The New American reported, quote, "every unfortunate society saddled with a police state has used citizen informants who play the most important role in enforcing conformity to the ruling elite's will," end quote. The primary purpose for this network of citizens and the accompanying directed energy weapons attacks is to terrorize any opposition to the financial elite's rule. Based on her research and observations as a targeted individual, former intelligence officer Julianne McKinney stated, "I think that once full control is established over a major percentage of the population, and enough of the population is silent and unwilling to stick their necks out, that we inevitably would be heading toward a Holocaust." There has been a tremendous increase in these activities worldwide in recent years. The same patterns of attacks are found all over the world. Most people, however, are unaware that they are being swarmed by citizens and attacked with directed energy weapons. Dr. Kilda reported, "They are already in every apartment block." These citizen informant networks are a portion of the population that the financial elite needed to recruit in order to install a global dictatorship. These people are literally the instruments of their own enslavement. Final quotes from Dr. Joseph Goebbels, the Nazi propaganda minister, said, "Whoever can control the street will one day conquer the state, for every form of political power and any dictator-run state has its roots in the street." And finally, from Protocol Number 17 of the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, written about 1900, "In our program, one-third of our subjects will keep the rest under observation from a sense of duty on the principle of volunteer service to the state. It will then be no disgrace to be a spy and informant.